Fred Film Radio, Zurich Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 13th Zurich Film Festival. I'm in company of Bjorn Runge, who is here to present his new film, The Wife, starring Glenn Close, Anne Stark, and Jonathan Pryce.
So, first of all, how did it all start for you? How did you get on board of this project with this novel? And this is your first English speaking.
Yes, it is. For me, it started with one of the producers, Mirta Louise Foldager, asked me to read a script, The Wife. And I read it, and I could recognize how it was structured, and I saw immediately it was good dialogue, good characters, and an interesting wholeness. So I was. It was easy for me to say afterwards that I'm really interested to do this.
How did it get to this very important film project?
It takes time. This was for 3 years ago since I read the script. Then we were trying to get it on the feet, and it's a lot to get the money, the right money and so, but I'm not involved with that. So during the time I cast the characters, so I met a lot of actors, and slowly we get Jonathan Pryce into it, and Max Irons, and Harry Lloyd, and Anne Stark, and some other actors. So it's a slowly work until for 1 year ago. Then we decided to go to Glasgow in north of England, Scotland, and start the pre-production. Because then suddenly you have to choose all the locations, the team, and getting everyone together and prepare for the shooting period.
We're starting to watch so many films with strong female protagonists, finally. So do you think it was the right time for this film to come up, and obviously choosing this incredible actress as the wife?
Yeah, maybe it's the right time, and it's not about a superhero, female superhero, because it's about a major woman. And I think this is just a beginning of many films that will continue work with that in that way that we have done with this film. But for me, it was all natural. I liked her character immediately. And when they told me it's Glenn Close, she was the only actress into the film when I was coming. I thought it was a marvelous opportunity for her to do a really good work and for me to be a part of that.
How did you approach it visually? Because I really liked how you shaped the film in terms of even when you're watching things from, you know, distantly at the beginning, and then you close up to her as she can withhold all these emotions.
I worked with a photographer, a Swedish guy, Ulf Brantos. We have worked together since the 80s. We know each other very well. And we were talking about, actually, we were talking a little bit about Ingmar Bergman, because we are children, that's our tradition in Sweden, and we were talking about the power of close-ups, and also talking a lot of working with a soft light, because Glenn's face need a soft light for me. Then I can recognize everything that's happening in her face. So it was about the light, and it was about working with the frames. And I also, as a director, it's so important that you know where to put the camera to take care of the actor's work in the best way. And a good actor always know when the camera is in the right place. They know it when it's a bad or wrong place, because then they will not allow themselves to be as good as they can. And we put it on the right place, I know that.
What do you hope that the audience to take off this from this film,
I like that you can reflect yourself into this mirror, even if you're male, and even if it's not. I think you can reflect on what's happening, how two people suddenly have something together that is a burden for them. So I think you can reflect your own life into this, and it depends on what you have in your own rucksack, what's going to happen with you after you have seen this film.
Thank you so much.
And we've been talking to Björn Ronge, director of The Wife, screening here at the 13th Zurich Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.